Willingness is perhaps the most important word you can learn on your road to real magic and manifesting miracles for yourself. The question always that I ask people is, how willing are you to make your thoughts, your dreams, your visualizations, your images, your invisibleness, that's what all those things are, how willing are you to allow those things to become reality in the physical world, in the world of form? And when people say, well, I tried what you suggested and I thought about it and I really visualized it and I got the image and all of that, and it didn't work out, I always say to them, what weren't you willing to do? Where did you stop? Because life gives exams, and those exams keep coming at you, and the challenges will keep coming at you, and all of the things that are continuing to come at you are challenges and opportunities, and are there exactly because they're supposed to be. It's all, the whole universe is exquisitely synchronized. It's all operating in its own perfection. And you have to see all of these events and all of these things that you'd have judged to be failures and all of these things that you thought were obstacles or all of the events that you thought were horrible or blissful or beautiful, whatever they're all supposed to be there. There's no accidents at the subatomic level. The tiniest little quarks that there are in the subatomic field, every one of them is on purpose. It may look like chaos, but it's not. And so is everything that comes into your life. God's plan works. Yours doesn't. By and large, that's a summary. And you have to be willing to connect to that grand design, that grand plan. And willingness is like a student who is ready knows that anything that shows up is something that you can say, I'll look into that. I'll check that out. It is somebody saying, well, you know, you might try this, and instead of you saying, no, I've tried that, that doesn't work, you stop and you say, yeah, I'm ready now. I'm ready to give that an effort. The student who is ready is a learner who is willing. A student who is ready is a learner, not a teacher, but a learner who is ready. And that readiness, that willingness to take what comes into your life and say, I'm going to fly with it. I'm going to do something with that. Even as you're listening to some of the things that you're going to hear in this tape, some of them will undoubtedly sound outrageous to you. And if you want to hang on to your truth and stay there, that's absolutely fine. But it will not allow you to transcend and get into another level of what I'm calling real magic. And it isn't that I'm right and you're wrong. None of this is about right and wrong. If anybody has any suggestions or thoughts to me, and I get letters by the thousands weekly from people who offer me suggestions on how to say this, or maybe it wouldn't be that, or somebody send me a pamphlet about this is what this meant to me, or why don't you read that book or whatever. And I have a huge file in my office where I take those things and I put them in there and I go through them periodically, and I will send my secretary over to order these different books that people have recommended, and I've shifted many of my perceptions and beliefs based just upon being willing to hear something new and to have someone explain it in a different way. Unlearning the big lie. The big lie is that you are limited and that doubt and fear are the way that you learn things, is by having that willingness. I don't think there's any more key word than willingness or readiness in your entire vocabulary, being willing to try something new. Most of the things that don't work for you in your life, the relationship that didn't work, the bankruptcy or the lack of prosperity in your life, the fact that you didn't make the team or you didn't pass the test, the fact that you weren't able to overcome the flu or you developed some kind of overweight problem or some kind of addictive problem that you have in your life. Most of those things, or virtually all of those things, are the result of your being unwilling or not ready to be a student. Not ready, just simply not ready. The addict who continues to use drugs or to use alcohol or to smoke cigarettes, it isn't that they don't have the willpower, it isn't that they don't have the capacity, it isn't that they're inferior in any way, it isn't that they've inherited bad nicotine genes or bad alcohol genes or bad cocaine genes. It has nothing to do with that. it is, I still am not willing. Because when it boils down to it, you can go to every self-help group in the world. You can go to the 12 steps, 50 steps, 100 steps. You can put patches on your arm. You can go through all of the difficulties and the stages of your addictions. But by and large, when it gets right down to how do I change a behavior to become more magical as a human being, you have to do it yourself. You have to, in the bottom line, in the end, you have to be willing. And willingness doesn't mean I tried it and it didn't work and it was too tough for me. What you're really saying in that moment is that I was willing to do it for an hour, but I wasn't willing to do it for an hour and 1 minute. I wasn't willing. The student who is willing to not be tired, is willing to be healthy, is willing to be happy, is willing to be wealthy, is willing to be in great relationships, is willing to have virtually anything.